You're listening to WMUK at 102.1 FM, online at WMUK.org from Western Michigan University. To begin, we'll preview the upcoming Stallburg International String Competition, which will be held on May 18th. There are 12 semifinalists, as always, chosen from hundreds of applicants. Here are five of them: Chelsea Shaw, Daniel Raffamayeri, Jamie Ahn, James Bake, and Julia Angelov.
I'm Chelsea Shaw. I'm 17 years old, and I live in New York City, and I play the violin. I study with Elizabeth Badley, who's a teacher at the Manhattan School of Music pre-college division. I've been playing violin since I was 8, and I've been studying with Elizabeth since I was maybe 12. This is the first time I'm entering the Stallburg competition. I'm playing Sibelius's Violin Concerto in D minor. Sibelius was a Finnish composer, and as one of the few very popular Finnish composers, I think he has a very distinctive style and approach to composition. So a lot of times his music sounds very elemental and inspired by nature, and it was really this like grand kind of symphonic approach that attracted me to playing his concerto in D minor. You can really hear how, when you're playing the piece, all of his external influences, like the political background of his country, the geographical isolation, and like the features of Finland and his personal life, like all came together to create a very distinctive and unique sounding work of art. So I think one thing that was really kind of unique about my journey in music is that I started fairly late. Like I said before, I started at the age of 8, which I think is a little later than most people do. And I'm kind of glad for this aspect, because I think like from the very beginning, it was my decision to kind of pursue music, and a lot of my involvement was driven by like myself and my love for classical music instead of like an external force. But I'd say maybe one of the most formative experiences that I've had was attending the Meadowmount School of Music summer program, just because there was so many musicians who are so good and inspiring. And, I was really able to immerse myself in practicing, learning about my music, and I think it really pushed me to become a more thoughtful and intelligent player.
My name is Daniel Raffamayeri. I am from New York City, but living in Boston right now at the New England Conservatory. And I play the violin. I'm 18. I think as like my musical journey went about through the years, I went to like different summer programs and festivals, and I just kind of immersed myself with the musical world, in a sense, and I think I decided like that was like something I wanted to be a part of. I'm playing Elgar Violin Concerto. It was written in 1909 to 1910. I think what really attracted me to it was that his love interest, or probable love interest, Alice Stewart Wortley, convinced him to publish it. And it's just a very unique and very honest representation of Elgar, in my opinion. And I think he was a little bit afraid for that reason to show the world this.
My name is Jamie Ahn. I'm 19 years old currently, and I'm originally from the Bay Area in California, and I'm currently in Evanston, Illinois at Northwestern University. I'm studying with Professor Hans Jensen. I think one of the first experiences where I was even open to the idea of being a musician was going to Meadowmount School of Music. It was about 4 years ago in the summer, and I had never been around that many talented musicians or really known what it was like in the music world. And so just being around those people and learning from people like Mr. Jensen was really, really helpful to me. And I guess it opened a lot of doors because I realized that maybe music is something that I could pursue in my life. This will be my first time in the Silver Competition. I'll be playing the Schumann Cello Concerto. What inspires me about this piece is how much emotion there is behind it and how it can actually, some people might think it like sounds simple, or at least the first movement might sound simple to the ear at first, but there's so many layers to the whole piece that you have to uncover and that you have to work to bring out in order to get the audience to feel the emotion.
Hello, my name is James Bake. I'm a cellist and I'm 17 years old. I currently study with Mr. Hans Jensen at Northwestern. He teaches at the Northwestern School of Music, but I'm still in high school and I take lessons with him privately. This will be my first appearance as a finalist, semi-finalist at the Stover competition, and I'm very excited to compete. So from a young age, my brother, who is 8 years older than me, and he's also a cello performance major, he started cello when I was very young. So I kind of grew up with that sound in my ear, and I knew what the cello sounded like. I looked up to my brother, and he just paved the path for me to become a cellist, I think. And I would say my brother has been the biggest influence and the reason why I started playing the cello and continued. For my semi-final round, I am planning on playing the Schumann Cello Concerto for the first movement and playing the second and third if I happen to advance to final round. Learning and practicing the Schumann Cello Concerto has been quite a journey for me as a musician and as a player. It's very intimate. It's the most intimate work I've ever played to this day. And it's very challenging, not technically, but trying to express the right emotion and trying to figure out different colors and different ways to interpret what Schumann wrote. So it's been a challenge, but it's also been so fun, and I'm very excited to play it at the Silver Competition.
My name is Julia Angela, and I'm 18 years old, and I'm from Washington, D.C., but I study with Aaron Rosant up in New York, also with Nuri Bar-Joseph here as part of the NSO Youth Fellowship Program at the John F. Kennedy Center. She's the NSO Concertmaster, and I also studied with Olga Karlovich, who for a long time, who I still visit today, and she's a fantastic Russian teacher here in the DMV area. So I also visit her as well. And so those are the three teachers that I study with. It's difficult to balance, but also very interesting to have three very different teachers mentoring me, because Aaron Rosand is very wonderful player and very soloistic and can guide me in this direction. But also Nuri Bar-Joseph is somebody I can kind of relate to in terms of that she's a very strong woman and leader of the NSO. And Ms. Olga Karlovich, she's really inspires me in the way that she has such a passionate Russian soul that helps me maintain my passion for music. I have my own style of playing and my own identity in my music. It's more of a question of these teachers helping me with the different styles of music. They all help me solidify my identity, not try to impose anything onto me. I feel really supported in what I do. The Tchaikovsky Concerto, it's a big and long Russian story. And like the classics, the Russian classics like Anna Karenina and War and Peace, the concerto has all different types of love, I think. And that's my interpretation of it. And I think that the first movement explores romantic love. It has all the beauty and the pain and the anguish of what love brings to us and the experience of that. The second movement, I think, though I'm not playing it in the competition, I think the second movement represents the love of a mother and child. It's a very maternal type of gentle love. And the third movement, I think, is the love that one has for their country. So Tchaikovsky's love for Russia. And so you see a lot of the traditional dance melodies, the kind of the Cossack dances. My dad is actually a dance choreographer, so he showed me some of the Cossack steps and rhythms. That's what I think the concerto is all about. First time I performed abroad, actually in Russia. I'm sorry, there's so much Russia in my life. It was part of the International Spivakov Foundation Festival, and I performed at the Bolshoi Theater there, and that was the first performance. I was going to rehearse with the pianist there right before the performance, and he didn't speak any English, and so I was like, oh boy, how am I going to rehearse? And so I walked into this challenge with a lot of anxiety. However, once I started to play, we started to kind of open up to each other through music. And I showed him what I wanted, and he showed me his ideas. And we kind of shared ideas just through playing without any spoken words. after the rehearsal and during the performance, I was so calm and so happy, and I felt so understood by the audience. But the Russian audience is very warm. That was the first time for me that I felt that way. So in that moment, I fell in love not only with performing, but also with kind of communicating with the pianist and communicating with the audience and this kind of shared experience. And so that's when I really decided. I remember very clearly that night, I said to myself, I know that I want to spend the rest of my life doing this.
We heard the voices of 5 of the 12 semifinalists who will appear at the Stolberg International String Competition on May 18th. Julia Angelov, James Bake, Jamie Ahn, Daniel Raffamayeri, and Chelsea Shaw. All of the musical excerpts, save for the Tchaikovsky, were performances by the semifinalists themselves. Full details on the competition weekend are available at stolberg.org.